Hi. I've been trying to type this out so it isn't a novel, but as you can imagine, it's been pretty difficult. I just want to share everything with you and talk about life, what's been going on, hear all about you, how you're doing. But then I caught myself, so I'll just say this. Thank you for being honest. As you say, it's in your nature to simply not put much effort into things. It's only fair for me to say that it's in my nature to expect from my friends, regardless of how close, to meet me in my effort to maintain a relationship. For you, I maybe expected a little more, but that usually happens with people that I love, because when I love down to my fucking core. With guys, it's even more difficult. I haven't had a good one in my life yet, and when I find one, I guess I just don't want to let him go. All I have wanted was to feel loved back, which I know you did, but I just never felt it. Well, I shouldn't say never. That's not fair, because when I got those texts from you, I felt it, or when we were on FaceTime till 2 a.m. talking and you started opening up about your past, it was there. And when you fell asleep cuddled with me on your couch and I was poking your fingers to see if you would open your eyes, I felt loved. So loved. So maybe I held on to those moments a little too hard. And maybe while I was looking for your love in all the ways that I could see it and holding you to my standards, I missed the ways you were showing me you cared. I don't know how to be any other way, just like you don't know how to be any other way. I tried to write something short and I still couldn't resist giving you my heart. Over text, no less. The truth is, I don't trust myself to continue being friends and the only one that makes plans and reaches out and not have these feelings come up again without seeing you put in some effort. Like, I don't know how to just lower my expectations of someone, to stop loving them as hard as I do. I'm learning, but usually, as hard as it is, I have to let something go to grow from it. I will get there. Just as I believe that there will be a time when you are a master of making plans and keeping in touch, but it's not right now. We just don't gel right now, and that's okay. Thank you for everything. And all the experiences you've let me share with you while we were so close. Please feel free to reach out to me about anything and all at whatever time. I can tell you that in the coming year, nothing would be more pleasantly surprising than getting a call or even a text from you. Believe in yourself and in your abilities this year. You are one smart, amazing guy. Hey, who knows? Maybe this Christmas we'll get coffee or something, talk about life or how classes are going. Maybe we'll both be in amazing relationships and show each other our hotties' Instagram accounts. It's impossible to say what the future holds, but if there is one thing I know, it's that yours is bright and full of promise. So seize it. I love you, baby. That's forever.